Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello everyone, it's Tanya Gabrielle, and I'm so excited we've entered eclipse season. So this video, I'll be sharing everything you need to know about the Aquarius lunar eclipse on August 7th, 7:10 p.m. London, 2:10 p.m. New York, and 11:10 a.m. LA time. So we have two major eclipses in August, and the month of August itself is a pivot point month, because it resonates to the number 18, which is all about releasing and attending to your inner needs so that you can be in a place of compassionate, wise leadership. So 9 is the number of letting go and culminations. And these eclipses, of course, are bringing things into a major culmination so that we can truly go through a transformation and awakening and then come out of it after Mercury retrograde ends on September 5th and move forward again. Perfect timing too, because September will be a one universal month of new beginnings. So it's really been set up beautifully by the universal astronumerology codes. So let's look at the Aquarius lunar eclipse. This is the full moon eclipse, sun opposite moon, where the sun is in Leo, the moon in Aquarius. And so it activates two signs. Let's look at Aquarius first, because this is the sign of genius, unexplored dimensions, truth, science, revolution. I call Aquarius the Nikola Tesla sign because it's really about the future freedoms that we create for ourselves in order to be released from the past. And we are in the midst of segueing into the Aquarian age. So this Aquarius lunar eclipse is very, very important in that process. Now, lunar eclipses invite you to let go and purge, just like that number 18 for August does. So we're going to really feel an urge to look at things that are no longer meant to be part of our lives, whether those are projects, situations, or people, and feng shui them. And so this eclipse will really urge you to do that. Now, this is a full moon eclipse, so full moons are sun opposite moon, which is your relationship. So you will not only feel deeply like you do in any full moon, but you're going to feel emotional situations, especially in your partnerships and relationships, to come to a breakthrough and culminate in some kind of shift. And also, you know, this would govern your inner relationship, the relationship you have with your soul, right? The soul's relationship to the divine. So it covers all of those, anything to do with communication, interaction, and relationship. So the symbol for Aquarius astrologically is a pair of waves. Now, these waves are not about water. Aquarius is not a water sign. It's an air sign. So it governs the electrical waves. Think again, Nikola Tesla, the current. And in ancient times, Aquarius was also considered to be the waves of two serpents of wisdom, like the two serpents on the medical staff. So, you know, this ability to be wise allows you to set you free, because you're actually taking the wisdom of the divine, of God, and you're able to let go of the human personalized experience of the ego, and the wisdom of those serpents, of that electrical current, connects you back. It plugs you back into where you're from, the light of your origins. And Aquarius really governs that. So it's beautiful for inspiration and breakthroughs. And Aquarius is a little wacky too. It's the planet, the sign, and Uranus, the planet ruler of Aquarius. This combo is about genius. And, you know, people who are a little out there and on tangents and forward-looking and ahead of their time can be a little different and wacky, and it's a very inspiring energy because it takes you to the edge of reality. So you're going against the grain. You're going against conforming to what society and culture and family expects of you, and this is a great time to be true to yourself. Which brings me to Leo, which is where the sun is, opposite the moon in Aquarius. So Leo's a fire sign, and Leo is so activated in August, not only because the sun is in Leo, but because we have the North Node recently moved into Leo for a year and a half. So this is why the eclipses are happening on this axis. And Leo is the sign of the heart. Leo is the sign of being true to yourself. Right, so Aquarius helps Leo and Leo helps Aquarius, where Leo takes you into the heart. Aquarius is more mental, it is more an air sign, and they work together in conjunction to create a major shift of how you perceive yourself as a divine, independent being. So Leo's courage is mixing with Aquarius and freshening up your life. And so what you want to look at with Leo is really being uncompromising in how you express yourself. Leo wants to go out and be on stage and proclaim its light. So the light of your heart wants to be seen. Leos love being seen, love being visible. They make the light visible. Remember, the sun rules Leo. So the sun is our light, our source of life. So now, depending on where in your actual birth astrology chart this eclipse is located, it will affect you in those areas of your life in particular. So that's something you're going to want to look up online to see where is this eclipse happening. So look up 15 degrees Leo and 15 degrees Aquarius. Now, I want to look at this number 15 because it is about love. It is about the ability to completely alchemize energy around you like a magician would, a positive magician would. It is about very positive, loving, compassionate energy. And this number 15 degree is also infusing you with a lot of joy and happiness, which is such a beautiful theme anyway, because Mars, the planet of August, because Mars entered Leo recently and is accompanying the sun through Leo throughout most of the month of August, and is completely part of both eclipses. Mars is about that joyful, independent, forward momentum. You know, Mars rules Aries, another fire sign, just like Leo. And Mars is coming in. Leo rules the heart. Mars and the sun are traveling together in Leo. Both total eclipses are, both eclipses, second is total, are activating the sign of Leo. And Mars loves Leo because they're both fire. So now Mars can turn impatient, and Mars can sometimes get angry and aggressive. So we want to use this energy creatively, this joyful forward momentum energy creatively, in a way that is assertive, not aggressive. Now, here's the thing about anger. When anger comes up, we actually can use it. We can actually put it to good use, because when we actually misdirect that energy, you know, Mars, Sun, Leo, this fire, this like aggressiveness that can sometimes happen, we're actually just getting in touch with anger that's inside of us that can have simmered for days, hours, months, years, even lifetimes, and we're hurling it at others. So instead, what we want to do is take that creative energy, take it within, listen deeply, look deeply, begin to understand how the anger even originated, and begin to make friends with it. Because when you start befriending and understanding and listening to the anger, it will transform into love. So it is a wonderful tool to actually use, as long as you go to that place of mindful breathing. So when you get impatient, or you feel aggressive, or you want to attack, right, or react to something, you want to just open your heart instead. And in this loving state, you can't actually inflict pain, because you're so present. And in the present moment, there is no such thing as pain. The present moment is the moment that we are at peace. We are completely one with original source, with love, with light, right? So anger is an opportunity to go there, to go and feel that compassion and find that love. So the way I see it you know, when something wells up inside of me, is that anger is actually a gift to go deeper. So if you see this time in August, which is very intense, remember, we're in the eclipse storm already. It's already going to be really powerfully emotional. So, and, you know, with Mercury going retrograde in mid-August, our mind will not be very clear. So, and I'm going to go more into this in our second eclipse video, which is the one, the big American, you know, the great American eclipse. That'll be the next video. But what's happening is the eclipses in general, you know, they darken the moon or darken the sun. So our mind is not exactly clear. So you don't want to really use this Mars energy to move forward and make big decisions. You want to internalize it and discover the inner creator that you are, the independent sovereign being that you are. And finally, one more transit. Jupiter is square Pluto at exactly 17 degrees. 17, the immortality number, the number of eternal energy and leaving a legacy behind. And Jupiter and Pluto increase abundance possibilities in a dramatic way, especially in the square. So this is a very ambitious energy. It's an energy to go for it, especially regarding your financials, creating abundance, you know, raising your prosperity to another level. So all in all, such an exciting first eclipse. Have an amazing Aquarius lunar eclipse. I know you're going to love it. This is a really exciting time. Don't forget, Mercury does go retrograde right in between the two eclipses. The next eclipse is on August 21st, and that's the really big one. And I'll be uploading that video actually really soon after this one, because I want you to really start tuning in to that major historic moment that we're going to experience. So enjoy, and I will see you in our next eclipse video.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.